Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. And I want to tell you something. What we were talking about Sunday and we were projecting for the last few weeks, if you watch the press conference this morning, it's all coming true in every which way. And we'll be talking about that throughout the show. We got some details and everything. And I'd like to let people know, as we are on the air, there is a town hall going on CNN. With Trump, President Trump actually is at CNN having a town hall. You can watch it live right now on CNN if you want to do that and listen to us on archives, or you can listen to us on right now and watch it on demand for Trump. That's up to you. But that's a big thing there. And don't forget, in Sioux Falls, Iowa, Trump will be on in a couple of days for their rally over there. I believe it's Saturday. So you got that going. But before we get into all these details and juicy stuff, plus the house fire down the block, plus that sound like a war machine out there with the helicopters and everything, plus the stuff with the border, tomorrow is the end of the Article 42 ends tomorrow at midnight. We got the military over there. And with Governor DeSantis, he verified to make sure that there's things going on to protect us from the Chinese and the illegals. So there's a lot of stuff going on. We'll be talking to that. But before we get into that, a couple of things. We're Law and Order people here on the show and elsewhere. We support Law and Order. We think that if you do the crime, you do the time. But sometimes there are circumstances that happens that certain conditions may exist that could have done if things went one way or the other. And there's a trial that's starting up that happens. This guy killed his mom back a few years back, and because he was off his meds, and when he's off his meds, he became violent. Sometimes it doesn't work that way. Sometimes it does. But the thing is, he created a situation that he lashed out and killed his mom doing that. But you know what? There was plenty of warnings going on. And, you know, yeah, he's guilty for doing the crime, but, and he's not really fighting it. But the people that are responsible, just as guilty, is the Pembroke Pines police that did absolutely nothing and the mayor that did nothing. Those two should be in prison, too, for the times they did. Because of this guy killing his mom, certain other circumstances, other people got tremendously hurt because of that. This guy's sister, she's now living with a guy that physically, mentally, sexually abused her all the time, and he's dominating a lot of other people, and he's a complete fraud. But if this young lady's mom was still alive, he wouldn't be near this young woman. She would not allow it to happen, and that would have been protected because she actually was preventing him from being with her daughter for a full-time basis and only for a couple of days a week on that, and the rest at home. But because this girl's brother killed the mother, that eliminated the problem. And now he has total, complete control over this woman, and it destroyed her inside and out, basically. My prediction, but this guy's supposed to be dying. We will see on that. We're not going to tackle on that. Everybody knows that none of his stuff don't make any sense. But if he does die, this is the predictions of the future for the people that surround him. His wife, within 6 months to a year, with hardcore therapy, will rebound and rebuild her self-esteem, self-confidence and stuff, and wouldn't be so down and dumps. She would be out there meeting a lot of different people, and as that happens, she'll find this gentleman somewhere down the line. And when a year of this day, of the day that this guy passes on, she will be with a person that's going to love her, cherish her, and treat her like a woman and respect the tea, which she's not getting right now. And she will find out what life is all about, and she'll fulfill her passions and dreams. And who knows, maybe she'll have a career, because I wonder, she will not implode or panic or any kind of different type of tax, because something happened that's unexpected or something breaks. She wouldn't go into a rage. Because she'll be confident enough to say, so what? It happens. We'll fix it and we'll move on. If you lose something, so what? We'll find it or replace it or move on. And that type of confidence in oneself will be reinstilled in that person and move on. Also, that single mother we talk about, within a year after this guy is gone, she will probably be, because she still have other issues involved, but most of it will be she'll be on her own a little bit. She'll find a guy, that will love her as much as I do, if not more, that will treat her with respect and dignity. And that's within her age group, and that'll become a real partner to her, maybe a husband, but also the father of her child. And that, both of them will have a life that she'll find a job, a career, she'll fulfill what she started back in 2016 when she did the FCC. Maybe she'll go back into that, into medicine, because she reached medical charts real good. And that was, she loved it. She was the best thing in the world when she graduated from FCC and got her dream job. So she may go back to that or something other, because she was nowhere. Her skill says was so far above being a hamburger flipper than that. That only people that hate her brought into that, and the drinks and the drugs and stuff. So she'll realize that those are all enemies of her, and she'll start finding herself again, just like the other one, and fulfill her passions and dreams. See, we here at The Truth, we believe in individual character is the best way to go. What's inside a person's heart, so they can fulfill their passions and dreams, and it's not to be dominated by some jerk that pretends to be something he's not. So that's the thing there. So our prediction is this: every one of this guy's victims will have a tremendous, better life, successful life, a happy life, and loving life. His wife will find someone else that this guy will be a distant memory, and her life will be so much better. The single mom will find a guy that will cherish her and love her and become a husband somewhere down the line and be the father of that kid, somebody within her age range. And every other victim of this guy in Perfect Clients, all those people will get free and fulfill their lives and stuff. Even the young lady over in Tampa will finally realize how much a dupe this guy was and how much damage he's done, and she'll get healthy too. So over time, but it's a lot of therapy, a lot of looking forward, a lot of positive reinforcements, and a lot of people to instill values on all your victims, because you're all victims of this guy. And when he's gone, long gone and buried, your lives will change for the better. Mark the date, mark a year from now, and you'll see the difference. That's the prediction. Now, let me bring on the host, the guest host of the show, and maybe soon to be the host, Scarlett.
Good evening, everyone. I hope everybody's having a great Wednesday. Beautiful here in the city of Fort Lauderdale, town of Sunrise. I'm enjoying it, and I'm happy to be here. And it's been a most dramatic day in this country, in the town, and on the block.
Yeah, literally.
And in the residence, too. You know, the whole thing has just been an ongoing day, you know. Major pipe burst, and that was handled. Congratulations to the plumber. Helicopters flying over us because a home over on the block tour going west was burning down. And I don't know the story of that, but the news was there from what I heard, Channel 10. So you should watch it to see what's going on there in Sunrise. And so the helicopters and the fire engines and the whole thing was going on. And we were sitting in our office doing business. Like,
yeah,
we do
actually, it's kind of funny with that because when all the helicopter stuff sounded like a military base, and
really?
I was working with our friends with the VFW at the time that we were doing, because they're part of our teams, and we were talking to these people and about the VFW and getting them back into the VFW, because we need everybody all hands on deck to help protect the veterans, because every day 20 veterans commit suicide, and we're trying to get everybody together to help them because of mental illness and stuff like that. But with the helicopters flying over, it sounded like a military base. It was interesting. But
yeah.
Anyway, let's get to the real story.
Let's talk about what went down at 9:00 a.m. this morning.
We had the House Oversight Committee investigation revealed that the Biden family received over $1 million in payments from a Romanian national in pay-for-play scheme, influence peddling scheme, where Joe Biden was VP. That's one.
Right.
There's a lot. That's one of them. China payments.
We posted all the paperwork on it, showing
right.
The money, the account. How many counts did they have that shows the laundering and moving
there
around?
Like 13, there were like 13 different Biden members, including a 3-year-old grandchild. It's all involved in this space of money.
And they're all dummy accounts where they're funneling money. So I said, you remember when I said months ago, you know how you get these creepers, you get them on tax evasion like you did, like L.E.N.S. did with Al Capone. That's the best way to go, because if they're funneling money, they're hiding money. And if you find the money, You could show they're hiding the money, and then you could charge them with tax evasion on each count.
Right.
So this is how it works.
It's a noble set of stuff. It goes from, this is the China payments to Biden's. China to Chairman Yi, to Hudson West v. Godwin Dung, Hudson West III, and the CEFC infrastructure, both go to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Do you want a PC, Orion LLC, and a few others, and then it goes to James and Sarah Biden, Lion Hall Group, JBL.
Get the kid's brother.
Yeah. There's also State Energy, HK Limited, Robinson Walker LLC, Biogenic Center for Independent Relations and Sustainable Development, goes to Harley Biden and an unknown Biden, probably his three-year-old. There's a four-step thing. CFC's infrastructure, Gangwon Dong, creates a CEFC infrastructure with Hudson West Creek as the sale member. Then step two is Hudson West Gangwon Dong removes Hudson West Creek as the sale member and adds Houston Group as the new safe member. The Houston Group sends CEFC infrastructure $10 million. The CEFC infrastructure makes direct payment of $100K to Usher. These are four step plans to hide China source payments to Biden. The House Oversight Committee now has proof China paid the Biden family through shell companies, and you follow the money all leads to Joe Biden.
And you know what he said? They said next they're going to the banks. And I bet you all the banks that are failing are the ones where this money went through. The same.
Okay. There
are banks that are going to fall apart. Okay? Too big to fail and just hit the sand.
Yeah. After Biden family business associates received money from foreign countries, they would disperse the money to the Biden through incremental payments to a variety of bank accounts, seemingly to cancel the funding source, the total amount profited. Bank records trace $10 million funneled to Biden crime families, their business associates, and their companies. The media cover up. Merrick Garland, DOG, refused to take action. Why? And then it goes to various things.
And this was when he was VP. And who was the president that was with him? Obama. I'm telling you, Obama's caught into this shit. Obama's going to go down with them.
There are three samples. If you go, we posted this, and we got three samples, Romanian financial transactions. These are wire transactions. On November 5th, 2015, Blaine Enterprise wired $179,836.86 into the Robinson Walker LLC bank account. The next day, Walker transferred $59,900 to his personal account. Then Walker wired $59,900, approximately one-third of the total amount on November 9, 2015, to Robert, that's Hunter Biden. Separately, on November 18, 2015, Robertson Walker LLC, using business account, wired $59,900 to EEIG, a chart of money file shows, and that's what we did. This is all about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. After the positive, Robin Walker LLC sent wire to ELG James Giller in the amount of $57,603. On February 27, 2017, Robinson Walker LLC sent five wires to Biden-related accounts, totaling approximately $84,000.
They were doing that under the Trump administration?
This was on the private stuff. But the FBI and others knew about it, but they couldn't do anything about it. They refused to. The account receiving
Comey,
the money.
Hold it. Comey knew about this.
Right. He hid it. The accounts receiving the money included Hunter Biden, Robin Hunter Biden, and an unknown Biden account. This is the source of the first payment of Hunter Biden, previously undisclosed. Below is the wire from Walker to LLC to Hunter Biden, and we have that all here and the amounts. Dates and amounts from November 2015 all the way through. We got all the way down, 2015, 2016, 2017.
The question now is they have to go to the bank and subpoena and get all the records
they
from
did.
Everywhere.
They have it all.
Okay.
They have it
now,
all. Diamonds,
okay,
and restaurants,
now,
diamonds are coming down. The restaurants are coming down. Biden's done. And the whole family. Now, according to Financial Times, when Chinese President Xi Jinping welcomed Czech President Milo Zeman onto the Great Wall of the People in Beijing in mid-September 2015, Biden's VP at the time, he was flanked by a slim, clean-cut businessman named Ye Chenying. Ye used CFC to bribe and corruptly influence foreign officials. One of East Asians in the United States of the board, Patrick Ho, was convicted of international bribery and money laundering offenses because of this work for CEFC in Africa. The U.S. Department of Justice referenced part of his role in a bribery scheme related to Ho. He also advised his boss, Yi Yangying, then chairman of CEFC China, to provide $500,000 in cash to President Uganda Yoweri Museveni, ostensibly as a campaign donation, even though Wavrini had already been reelected. Ho intended these payments to influence Uganda Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sam Kusia, and Museveni to use their official power to steer business ventures to TEFC China. Yi was detained by Chinese authorities in 2018 and was initially reported by Chinese media that this detention in China was ordered directly by the Chinese President Xi Jinping. He currently whereabouts are unknown, and it continues all the way down. Many of the details don't use. On April 26, 2020, the Committee Subcommittee on Healthcare and Financial Services held a hearing on tactical Chinese nationals' use to laundering money in the United States. During that hearing, Representative Gosar questioned a witness on the issue of suspicious corporate activity and possible illicit activity, and such an activity indicates. In your experience investigating money laundering from China, would you consider not a situation where the rapid creation of several corporations, LLCs, for example, with no discreditable, legitimate business indicates a potential money laundering scheme? The witness answered to your question based on the details that you told me, a number of LLCs created with no background to it would legitimize why it was created as custody used to launch your funds, especially if there's numerous ones created and you don't know where the beneficiary owners are. So this is going right to Biden, and we got the evidence all the way through. Hunter Biden's entity received $100,000 funded by Shanghai Sun Group.
So my question is, where is all this money sitting?
I don't know.
It's incredible.
The Biden family used shell companies to receive millions of dollars of borrowed funds, at least 16 payments during Joe Biden's time as VP. The House Oversight Committee followed the money, and we have the evidence.
What is it in the floor in the basement? A Delaware?
I don't know. They have it all. I can't tell you. The Biden family created a web of over 20 shell LLCs after Joe Biden became VP to profit off his political influence in a massive influence peddling scheme. The only product they could sell, Joe Biden's power as VP. Joe Biden abused his office at the American people's expense and must be impeached. And we got more coming through. I read most of that.
Wow. So why doesn't he resign?
Because, look, he's a puppet. Obama's controlling it. Obama's attacked into this. Indictment on his arrest is imminent. All the Democratic Party is about to go down on various charges. Everybody's talking about George Santos' arrest. That's minor league bullshit. It's a distraction. Remember when you're guilty of something, you don't want somebody
deflection.
To look at you, so they do
deflection.
It's a deflection.
And I'm going to tell you something. George Santos he ain't no loss. He did lie. He did cheat, and he's a fraud. So let's just say, leave it at that. And I'm starting to wonder if he's trans. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So it doesn't matter. They're all corrupt. I told you most of them are all corrupt.
Yeah.
Few, very few, you know, Poco are legit. I mean, they wrote that Matt Gaetz is getting a divorce. That's hilarious.
Yeah, well, Matt Gaetz, by the way, Matt Gaetz and his wife love each other. In fact, he just did a podcast.
He just got married. Why is he getting divorced? He doesn't like a schlep. Okay, it's goofy. Okay? They write goofy things, and it's just not true. Just like Trump's the trial. Okay? He was found innocent. He didn't rape the woman, but they're holding him accountable for sexual harassment. I mean,
the appellate court, ruled earlier today that they're throwing it out and that's going to be overturned because you can't.
If they
ruled there's no rape, that there's no sexual harassment, one goes in hand the other. You can't have one
then
without the other. So that's it.
You have a Trump worker who's accusing him of sexual harassment. Did you catch that one?
Yeah, the only time you ever met this woman is at a line where you walk in and you shake hands and greet the greeting line.
Oh, so you know what I'm talking about.
It's
ridiculous. I don't think, and Melania came out. She looks beautiful. She looks great.
Yeah.
And supports her husband. And she knows it's all bullshit. And they take a lot of bullshit because they know these people are liars, cheats, and frauds. And it is imminent that they will be held accountable, either put in jail or they're going to be held for treason. I think they should go for treason. You know, that's my first choice. Yeah.
Well, we're going to work very closely.
Climate change will go out the window. The planet will get lighter.
Because
there'll be less crooks walking on it.
Yeah, there's no climate change. It's cold weather. By the way, we work closely with Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA. Him and I agree about one thing. Turning Point Action endorses Bernie Moreno for the U.S. Senate in Ohio.
I saw that.
He's a friend of Charlie Kirk, and they're working on him. And he is example of return to patriotism. He built his business from the ground up, and I know he'll help rebuild America when he joins J.D. Vance in the U.S. Senate from the great state of Ohio. He's going to defeat Sherrod Brown, the communist, and the people.
I got a question. Was he vetted?
Yes, he's vetted.
Because, you know, we get all these looks and kooks and whatever running. And they turn out to be, you know, schlep rocks. So, you know, we'll wait and see how he does himself. Okay? Fair enough?
Right. Now, we had great news today with Governor DeSantis signed into law to protect the American worker and the American people from illegal, especially CCP. For those that don't know who CCP is, CCP is the Chinese Communist Party. They are infiltrating everywhere in this country, buying land. They even have their own police force. I've arrested a couple of them in New York and elsewhere and stuff, and trying to take over this country. Your fentanyl is made from China. The COVID-19 is a Chinese-made terror attack. The drugs coming in is from China mostly. They are our arch enemy, and they hate this country, and they would like to put us down as a third or fourth world nation. So Governor DeSantis signed a bill that created immediately a thing called e-verified. In other words, if you're not an American citizen, and if you're here illegally, you cannot work. They have to verify, you have to verify either to a green card, which is verified to a computer database system. He verifies a computer database system. When you go to work, you got to show your social security card and your photo ID, whether it be a driver's license or regular ID, because you can't drive for whatever reason. And in combination of those two, it goes to a computerized system. And if it's at a point, if you're a legal alien, they will pick you up and deport you. And that's what's going to happen. And they're doing it everywhere. Not just work, it's schools. In anything, you go to a Social Security or Medicare, Medicaid or any of that stuff, you got to prove that you're an American citizen or that you belong in this country legally. Food stamps, the whole nine yards, everything.
Cool.
E-verify is the way to go. We were trying to get that passed, the verify, for years, and finally did, and Governor DeSantis signed it into law. And that's a good thing for that. And that's very, very good. You know, and that's something we've been working for in a while now.
How about if an illegal starts their own business or, say, works for Lyft or Uber?
Same thing. And now I just got word not that long ago that after the huge state level win in Florida, the U.S. Congress is set to vote on E-Verify tomorrow to make it a national.
Yeah, but you won't get the Senate to pass it because they're fucking crooks.
Yeah, that's where you have to call. You're going to have to call it in and keep putting pressure on it. Call your senators to make sure it'll pass the House, but make sure it goes to pass the Senate. And by the way, don't worry about Biden. He ain't going to office by the time he reaches it. He'll be arrested in a few days. What?
Chuck Schumer.
Chuck Schumer right now has his own hands in problem with the corruption scandals that's facing all the Democrats. Within the next few days, there won't be any Democrat around that's not in the prison cell, the way that this is going.
You think Debbie Wasserman Schultz will be part of that?
Well, she already has been indicted a few times. Let's see where it goes.
But it never
she's
goes
trying,
to
She's
the
trying
point.
To kiss up to people now.
Oh, tell me about it. They never indict.
That's the problem. But we are doing things here
foreign. We don't have a justice system that follows through. There's no law and order, and there's no justice. How about in New York City, them jumping into the subways?
After we did the talk on the podcast and on the radio show, the NYPD started arresting all of them. They got pictures of them. They do facial scans. They know who they are, and they're being picked, and they arrest them all. And they're not going to be let out.
I would have just drove a train right through them and rolled right over the fuckers.
Yeah, well, some people are doing that for the ones in the street.
I mean, seriously. And how did they not get electrocuted from the third rail? What'd they do, shut the power down because they pussied out?
Maybe. By the way,
where are those big, ugly, fucking, disgusting rats? Not eating them to death.
I don't know. Where's Ben when you need them?
I know.
But we got more news coming. Remember I'm talking about DeSantis trying to clean up court system in Broward County? Well, it's starting. It's starting.
Oh, yeah.
Elizabeth Scherer, the judge of the Parkland shooter case, resigned.
Yeah.
That is one of about a dozen judges that are being investigated for all kinds of corruption.
Oh,
including,
I can list them a lot.
Yeah. So that's one. There is
who's
going to be others.
Come on. Give me a for instance. Who?
Judge Porth is being looked at because he should have, for what he did.
He doesn't follow the law. And
right. That's why he's going to get fired. That's why he's going to get fired.
None of them follow the law, and that's pussy shit. That is bullshit, okay? Because the law protects the people's rights. And these pieces of shit don't do that. I don't care. And you know what's even more fucked up is people vote these fucking assholes in and have no idea what the fuck they're doing. And they put lives in danger. They put their own lives in danger. That's how stupid they are. Okay? And I'm talking about this county.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff coming down. We've been talking with DeSantis all week. We know about certain things, about the education, about security, about the judges, about the Broward County Sheriff. All that stuff is coming down in the next few days. It's just to have to be patient. He's very deliberate and stuff, and he wants to get everything done before he makes his big announcement.
Go ahead. Well, that's not until July 1st.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen before that. In the meantime, we have a great picture for someone that's a very poster child for term limits, Dianne Feinstein. She should know it should be nowhere near the Senate seat. Even Chuck Schumer asked her to resign, but she refused. She needs term limits. They need to stop this stuff.
They're never going to do it because they don't give a shit. They like getting their checks. They like their power. They like their whole bells and whistles and all the soirees and all the shit they get. And they don't give a shit about the people. They have lost their way. I think that salaries should be gone from them, all of them. Let them put their heart and soul there like our founding fathers did and work for the people. Because that would be true blue. It wouldn't be, and you couldn't get any bucks. Cut the lobbying money, everything. No pork, no bullshit. These people can't get shit. And that's the way it should
be. In the town hall, President Trump just stated that he will pardon all of J6 political prisoners on his first day back in office.
They didn't do nothing. It was a wet dog. It was corruption at its finest. Nancy Pelosi did not want Vice President Pence to have those votes sent back to the state. It was all a coup, okay? And to make sure Biden got in and Obama and be the corrupt, and look we are today, okay?
That's right.
And they all are. They're all the stunks. It's just, it's countless, okay? And then you go state by state, okay? Let's look at all the states. Look at all those people who shouldn't be there. And what's going on in Arizona? Why is Katie Hobbs not in jail? That's a good question. Does anybody have an answer? Maricopa County is corrupt. Why can't anybody do their job? Why are they so insistent on being criminal? Is this where our country is now? Are we just on the laps of criminal enterprise throughout everybody in this nation? That's disgusting. Okay, doesn't anybody have any respect or integrity or love for themselves? Is it all about a goddamn dollar bill? Is that really all there is left, is money and power? I don't think so. I mean, I generate awesomeness. How many people out there can say in the Democrat Party, and there are in the Republicans, I don't care what you say, they're just on the road to shit. And how are we going to clean that mess up? People vote in shit. They're stupid. It don't matter the aisle. They just, people get suckered, and they believe the crap that's dished out to them, and then they vote for it. Shit. You know? There are far and few between in this nation that have integrity and respect and a moral compass.
True.
And so people out there, you know, the ones who don't have a fucking pot to piss in, but you have integrity and a moral compass and you have good stuff, why don't you pick your ass up and run for an office? shit. It don't cost that much money because it's about the power of the voice. Get vocal. Stand up. Be counted. Stop moaning and crying and pitching. Become part of the patriot. Become a patriot. Show it. Okay?
Yeah, I know. You know, it's crazy stuff out there. So, you know, that is big what we went through, what we talked about right now. And that's, we did pretty much everything
that
we wanted to.
You know what? We should have a patriot school.
Yeah.
Sons of Liberty. Let's be a patriot. Okay, let's go out there and have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Shit. They can't even vote on the goddamn tax shit in Congress because some of them don't even know what the hell it is. That's how incredibly stupid they are. How could you not know?
Yeah. We're running down, We're running down on time. I want to go through a couple. Yeah, we got about 18 minutes left. But I want to go through a couple of things. One, Texas deploys National Guard troops with riot gear to the border, setting up for tomorrow. We expect a lot of problems tomorrow. An invasion, we call it the invasion, orchestrated by Obama and Biden and the Democrats, put everyone's lives in danger. So that's a big thing to watch tomorrow. We got a heartwarming story of Dolph Lundgren, who was, his doctors told him 8 years ago they only have 2 years to live and because of cancer. And now he has an 8-year cancer battle going on right now, still living 6 long years than his doctors told him he would. So if you got the willpower to fight any disease and you really have a reason to fight and not give up, this is a good way to, this is another person to show you you can do it. All you have to do is concentrate on your inner being, your willpower, the mindset, and the reason to live. Usually it's because your wife, your husband, your children, things that you want to get completed, something that you want you drive to fight for your life and to do something instead of just giving up and rolling over and dying and complaining to everybody and pleading for empathy and sympathy. Dolph Lundgren doesn't do that. He did a big interview with the New York Post. I urge everyone to read it, and about his 8-year battle with cancer and how he used positive reinforcements and the drive to and the will to survive and to live a life and to fulfill his passions and dreams, and not let this disease take over him, even though they told him 2 years to live, unlike certain other people. You know. So, again, America's under attack. Tomorrow, Joe Biden will open the floodgates by allowing Title 42 to end. We must finish the wall and secure our border. You're not going to do that until he gets arrested for all this stuff and get him out of office, and that should be in the next few days. So we got to concentrate on that. In Syria, BLM and Antifa, of course, we know they're terrorist organizations, but they are patrolling incendiary devices at different rallies now in Manhattan, causing a lot of damage to people, and they are terrorists. And by the way, that chokehold was legit, and it was done right. Now everybody believes that it was a self-defense mode, except for the hatred by these people. We arrested an FBI undercover drug informant, white boy Rick, was arrested in Miami in a big drug ring. Talking about that, we have a big drug gang that's happening around State Road 7441. In Lauderhill and Lauderlakes around that area, where 3 people were shot, 1 killed in the last few days. We know who they are. We're cleaning them up. We're going to arrest all and get rid of the drug dealers. We know the family and the top woman involved in this, and that these people will be put away for life, and with being that it's a since they classified now as a serial killer, they will be executed. So we'll be taking care of them in a very short time. Guarantee we'll be clearing the path for people to survive and to get healthy again in Broward County, away from these drugs, drug dealers, enablers, bullies, intimidators. They're all going away for life or gone, period. What else is on the list? Before we get back to what we were talking about, I just want to get through some of the stuff. We found out that that mega donor secretly fund rape lawsuit against Donald Trump. The head of the of Lincoln Group, you know, the Lincoln platform, that's a big thing there. And all right, did immigration, we did that. McCarthy cancels an anti-event, Israel event at the Capitol, head by the squads and Ayak and Tayyip and Ilhan Omar and all those Jew haters. And the Democrats don't do anything. They claim they support Israel and the Jewish people, but no, they don't. So McCarthy did the right thing, canceled the anti-Israel event. So that's a big thing. It's not safe for kids to talk to parents about gender or sex according to a school in another state. This is parental rights. Parents, if you want to treat your kids and get your kid control of your kids and teach right from wrong, it's very important that you get a hold of it, because they're infiltrating a lot of different things, and that these teachers school boards and stuff believe it's not your kids. It's their kids to control, indoctrinate, and recruit to become something they're not. This is very dangerous. You as a parent, the parents are at war with these left-wing D-bats. And if you're a parent, you've got to fight for your children, especially in school age and above, because they are being indoctrinated, recruited, intimidated, and bullied into something they're not, and they're going to end up being thugs, low-life criminals in the end. They will not know who they are or what they are. So you better start teaching right from wrong, give them that moral foundation, and get them away from the left. Any parent that votes for a Democrat is voting against their child, period. Now, let's get back to Scarlett. Scarlett, you got the floor. Scarlett?
I'm just saying, people are too complacent in this country.
Yeah, I know.
I bought two. Okay, I didn't say that, but at least I'm out there, or I'm on here, or I'm posting, or I'm trying to get people to see the light of day. Okay?
You know, I
do my part in that way. Okay?
Yeah. We all do. You do your stuff, you follow what we're doing here and everything else. You got the radio show and everything, and you're doing your thing, and the people you talk to outside. I talk to a good 1,000 people a day, maybe more, on various different things that we were doing,
and different situations.
They can,
you know why? It's not even political. It's just
no.
Common.
You know what the number one issue is around the country? Besides parental rights, you know what the number one issue around the country? It's the economy, stupid. It's the price of food. It's the price of gas.
That prices came down. I actually saw an article on that. Do you know
actually,
how much eggs are in Publix? Do you know how much
$8.
I saw $8.50 for eggs. I mean, I don't eat them, okay? I don't make them. I don't eat them. I don't buy them. But there are people that do.
See, brown eggs are so for eight change. Brown eggs are good. The thing is,
bacon is almost at $15 a package, or cream cheese. If you like that soft cream cheese in a tub. That's it, like almost $5-6. Butter is expensive, okay? Yogurt, I purchase yogurt at 66 cents for a little cup, okay? And that's cat food. Cat food's at $1 something already. These little baby cans that I buy for Ringo. They're just, it's insane. I am saying that it was a fraud article, and people lie and cheat, and they just lie. And I don't know why they lie. Oh, the best one today was about Social Security. Got to say that Bob went off on that shit. And then,
by the way, the government,
the government,
the Social Security.
Epic Times actually went for it. That's how stupid and suckered they got and gullible.
Yeah.
They're saying Biden, the stupid people that are insignificant and as idiots, are saying that you will have a hard time getting your Social Security if the government shuts down.
I saw the government's not going to shut down. That's a lie, too. It's all just keeps functioning. All you do is you can't spend above a certain limit. It's not like it's not like you don't have a budget.
You know,
the budget's already
there.
You
know why they're up in arms? Do you know why he's up in arms? That he can't get his debt ceiling? Because he can't rip off the American people.
No,
because okay.
We got this. Because the House of Representatives said that we'll raise. This is what they said. We will raise. We'll gladly raise the debt ceiling for $2 trillion. But you also got to cut $2 trillion. We'll give you $2 trillion more, but you also got to cut the spending. So it's a compromise.
Biden said it's my way or the highway. Fuck you. And then he insists he's going to do the 14th Amendment,
which will
create
a constitutional crisis, which will get him out of
the
office instantaneously.
Right. So is that what
he will not survive that. But he's not going to survive anyway because he's being arrested anyway. But he is money laundering. We got the evidence. He is played for pay with a foreign power, CCP, which is the Communist Party, which is our enemy. That's treason. So you got played for pay, influence penalty, and treason. That's a death penalty.
Do you remember when Wesley Snipes went to jail for tax fraud?
Yeah. Well, that's Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, this is about 13 different Bidens, including a 3-year-old that is involved in this. And we don't need, and like they said, why would a 3-year-old be involved with a wire transfer? This is all money laundering padded up, and it's a criminal act, it's treasonous, and he needs to go today. And that's what this is. And anyone that stops it, like Marlon Garland or any other person involved in the thing, they're going to be tied as complicit, as accessory after the fact. And they could end up spending a long time in the prison cell. You can't cover up this. It's out there, right? The evidence is there. The money's still, the bank statements is there. The laundering money is there. It's all there.
They're not going to do their job.
If they don't, they will be arrested immediately and taken into custody.
My lawyer doesn't
want to
do their job. All
it doesn't matter. Well, he's going to be gone, too. The American people had enough.
Is corrupt.
Anyway, we're going down. Okay, Scarlett, we're down to 6 minutes, or actually 3 minutes, because
okay.
I went through the song.
Fine. We're going to be back on Sunday. Hopefully, you know, something will have transacted. I mean, the news is out there. You know, all the presidents corrupted, whatever you want to call it.
All the presidents.
Time is... it ain't all the presidents' men. It's all the presidents' corruption.
Okay?
If there are both sides of the rainbow on this one. Okay? This is worse than Nixon. Seriously.
Yes, it is.
You know? Okay, and it needs to be held accountable because we're all held accountable for our actions, and law and justice is not prevailing. So the American people need to rise up and tell them in D.C., do your fucking job. And that is my word. And this is Scarlett saying, everyone have a great week. God bless you. And have a great night. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Scott, for coming on. Thank you, everybody in the chat room. Thank you, others going on. I know there are people watching The town hall, we are taping it. We'll go watch it after this. I got some snippets on it. Trump is doing really good. Again, you could say anything you want. You could do anything you want. But the bottom line is, in the end, you'll be gone. The people around you will be flourishing, doing better, and having a great life. And you'll be just a distant memory. And that's the key. Whether I am what I am or doing what I'm doing, that doesn't matter. The information we do and say is out there, and we'll continue to provide information, and we're winning because everything we're saying is becoming to fact. We have a great source, and we're going to have fantastic shows and fantastic things in the future, and that's part of it. We'll continue with that. I want to thank Scott again. I want to thank everyone for coming on. We'll be on Sunday at 7 p.m. We'll give a review of the Trump rally in Iowa. We'll do a review over the Trump town hall that's going on right now. And we will continue breaking stories. And like I said, we're cleaning out Broward County. We got one judge resigned, a few others supposed to resign in the next few days. We're going to clean up the county. We're going to make Broward County safe, and we're fighting against invasion, whether it be at the southern border or the CCP in China. Thank you, Governor DeSantis, for being strong on that. President Trump, DeSantis, what a great ticket that will make. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you on Sunday at 7.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
before we let you go, it's Toronto 1 and the Panthers 0.